right in front of you.
Okay, everybody, sorry. Today's daf is daf lamed tes. We're holding at the very top of the Yomid, brand new Mishnah. And as you recall, the prior Mishnah listed all the different types of grains that you can go and use for matzahs on Pesach night. Here, our Mishnah tells you the various different types of bitter herbs that you can use for moror on Pesach night. The only difference between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah is that the previous Mishnah, we know what the five grains are. We have the wheat and the barley, and we have the spelt, and we have the rye, and we have the oats. In our Mishnah, we're going to have a list of herbs, and then in the Gemara, we're going to have two or three additional brises adding other names of herbs. Some of them we are familiar with, some of them we're not familiar with, and we're going to do the best we can to understand what these things are. So says the Mishnah, the Eli Yerokis, the following vegetables, Sha'odam Yoitzim Hendidei Chavosim Pesach, you can eat at night, at Seder night. What are those? Bechazeres, Betamcha, Ubecharchavina, Ubeulshin, Ubemorar. As Rashi says, Begemar Mefarish, we're going to see the Pshat in the Gemar. Yoitzim Hend, you're Yoitzim with these five separate meaning. Bein Lachen, say if they are moist and fresh. Bein yaveshim, say if they're already dried out. Aval loy kevushim. Not, however, if these five happen to be kevushim, says Rashi, b'choymet. In other words, you're preserving them like you're preserving pickles, for instance. So if you took these yarokas and you were putting them into some sort of soaking solution with choymet, with vinegar, to soak, no good. V'loy shalukin v'loy mevushalim. The difference between shlukin mevushalim, mevushalim means the normal way that you would cook something. Shlukin means that you left it on the flame for another hour or two or three. In other words, very intensively cooking. It becomes no longer a soup, it becomes like a stew. It becomes very well cooked. So these things you're not yoitze. If you were to go and take any of the types of morar and either use them as a preserver, trying to preserve them, or you cook them a big time, you just cook them regularly, all of those things you're not yet. But continues the Mishnah, but start with the kazayis, you can go and take a half a kazayis of chazeres and a half a kazayis of tamcha, and you can merge them together to a kazayis, and that's okay. The yoitzim bekelach shalhem, it doesn't have to be only with the items themselves, but you can also use the stalks of these items, as we'll see mentioned in the Gemara, for instance, when we talk about lettuce. Many, many homes, instead of eating the lettuce part of the lettuce, they eat the stem or the stalk part of the lettuce, that is the middle, down the middle where the leaves come out of. Which we'll see in the Gemara. Uba demai, uba maserishin, shenotu trumasoi, uba maserishini behegdishin, sheniftu. Neither the Rashi nor the Gemara go into this in any detail, because this is really just a repeat from the previous Mishnah, that you can use demai, even though normally you're not allowed to eat demai without giving maisris. But you remember the Gemara said that migur, that a person would be able to go and be mafkirit, mafkir nachse, and then he would be an oni. An oni is potter from giving maisris from demai, so therefore you can go and use the demai also on Seder night. And you remember the Tosis said, "Hamachloikis," whether that's only v'diavad or even lechatchila. The maserishis not the trumasa we had previously in the Gemara means it was not the trumasa; it's trumas meiser. So what's the chiddush? Of course, maserishis if he gave trumas meiser, but it's talking about that you he kicked them bishibolim and tiktik bishibolim. He does not have to give the truma gedolim. So therefore, the chiddush of the Mishnah is shenot the trumasoi. But not the second truma, the truma gedolah. Umas v'sheni v'hekti sheniftu, said the Gemara, you remember before, tzach pshita v'shtei tzach niftu. So Gemara says, it's talking about that he was poided, but he didn't add the choymish. So kedai tachmina, the choymish is ma'akiv, kamashmula, and the choymish is not ma'akiv, and therefore the pidyon was an effective pidyon, and therefore you're allowed to go and eat from those different types of morar that were previously mas v'sheni v'hekdish, and that you were paita. And as we'll see, of course, in the Gemara, Maaseh Sheni, by any of these Yerokas, is Drabbanan, not Minatoira, because Minatoira, there is no din of Maestras by Yerokas.
So Maaseh Sheni is also in it's not a problem. Maaseh is a separate.
We're going to talk about a lot of things about the Maaseh Sheni. Yeah, we're going to get to it. Zok Gemara. So we started off with a list of five, and now the Gemara explains it all in Aramaic. Chazeres is Chasa. Chasa Rashi says it lituga, which presumably is similar to the English word lettuce. And typically, the tradition has been that this is a reference to romaine lettuce. Why romaine lettuce? After all, lettuce l'choyre is not really bitter. In fact, a lot of people eat lettuce every single day of the week, and maybe it's even sweet, or at least it's bland. But what's the bitterness? So the Chazon Ish says that's all because we eat it early on in its growth. But were you to allow it to stay on the to grow on in the ground as an herb, as a vegetable, after a while it does get bitter after all. So you could try it out, make an experiment. By the way, Shteyn Chazanish, Chazer says Chase is lettuce, Olshin is Hindavi, Rashi says Hindavi means Ace of Shakur and Crispola. Not clear what Crispola is, but the Olam thinks that Hindavi means endives. And obviously there's a certain
etymological similarity
between Hindavi and endives. Aleph Hey, Chesen Ayin, Amit Mischalef, it's as if it says Hindavi, endives. Tamcha, Omer Rabba Barbachona, is Tamcha Sashema. What does that mean? Merubia? And that people assume, the Meforshim assume that's referring to Archrein. Chrein is, of course, horseradish. So that's the understanding that people have. Also, Tamchet says, and my father's Chan of Rucha used to go and say, B'shem, I don't know, some Soifer, someone else, Tamchet is Rosh HaTevis, Tomid Misaprim Kvoid Kel. That when we eat the Morah and remember the affliction that we had in Mitzrayim, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Tomid Misaprim Kvoid Kel, which of course is part of the davening, that's Rosh HaTevis, the word Tamcha, that we continue year after year to go and say the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu and what he did for us. Yes.
Romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
Other than Chassam, because I know that Romaine lettuce is tasteless.
Tasteless, okay.
Which resembles that we worked in Sriya and Buddhist Parabach with no tachos to it.
Aha.
They build buildings, they sink into the ground again.
Very good.
No tachos, no purpose.
Beautiful. Charchavina, what says Charchavina? Zogti Gemara Amar Shimon Lokish Atzavsa the Dikla. What's meant Atzavsa the Dikla? Says Rashi Siv Hagodol Benichrach Sov LeDeka Shekoyim Vidilo. These are vines that grow outside the bark of the dekel tree. Dekel trees usually considered to be the palm trees. So you have a vine that grows around it. That vine, cut it down, cut it off, eat it. This is a very more is a bitter thing. Rashi says the merirta is amiroifel vehi puprit. Not sure exactly what that is, but that is number 5 of the list. Tony Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora has in his braisa eli rokishon yitzim benichasu bepesach. Ulshin. Ulshin we had before is the hindavi, that's the endives. Betamcha is the chrein, the horseradish. Becharchalin. So Rashi leisparish mai. If Rashi doesn't know, how could we know? And even the Heilige Art Scroll says he doesn't know. So, whatever it is, it's obviously bitter, but we don't know what that is. The Charchavinim. What says Charchavinim? Charchavinim is the same as the Charchavino that we had before, but that was singular, and this is Beloshen Rabim. And Charchavino, we said it's the Atzavsa the Dikla, that's the vine around the tree. Ubechazarn. Chazarn is again just a plural of the word Chazeres, and Chazeres is referring to the lettuce, romaine lettuce. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ulshe soda bi ulshe gina b'chazeres. Not only that, but also the ulshe soda and the ulshe gina and the chazeres. Now, ulshe soda and ulshe gina are two different varieties of ulshin. Ulshin, we said before, is hindavi, which is endives. And the choyra, Rabbi Yehuda, is a bisl shveh. By the way, it should be Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, because it's a braisa. So it's a mistake. Anyway, so the question now for the Gemara is Ul Shegina v'Chazeres Hatana Le'Reisha. The Gemara is assuming that, let's go back to the beginning of this brisa, two lines earlier, Tani Bar Kapora Eli Rokois. The first thing is Ulshin. The Gemara is assuming that Ulshin is referring to Ul Shegina, that that's typically where people would go and plant, and they would use their Ulshin, the Ul Shegina. Now, if that's the case, besides the Ulshin, it's Ulta Chazeren is the last one on the list. So, Freit the Gemara, why does Rav Yehuda say, I am adding Af Ulshe Sada and Ulshe Gina and Chazeres, Ulshe Gina and Chazeres are Tanah Ereisha. We already had that in the Tanah Bar Kapara. The first one was Ulshin, which was the Ulshe Gina, and the last one, the Chazaren, which is the Chazeres. So, Rav Yehuda is just repeating. Evdim Hachikamer. Af Ulshe Sada ki Ulshe Gina and Chazeres. that even though Ulshi Sod is not exactly the same min as the Ulshi Gina, it's a slight variety of it, but nevertheless, it has this enough similarities that it's still in the parish of Ulshin, and therefore Ulshi Gina would also include the Ulshi Sod. Now the only one problem is the chayr would have been enough for Rav Yehuda to say af ulshei soda ki ulshei gina. Why does it have to say ki ulshei gina v'chazeres? The chayr v'chazeres is ibrik. So the tzlach says that the reason why Rav Yehuda adds a chazeres is because he wants to emphasize that although it has a different shem levoy means a hyphenated name, which not just Ulshin, but Ulshi Sada, Ulshi Gina, it's all the same parsh. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold the same thing with Gabi Chazeres, because if you skip three lines, you'll see the third wide line at the end of the line, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Chazeres Yulin, the Chazeres Galen Ki Oitzebehen. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, you know that I hold by Chazeres, it doesn't matter whether it's Yulin, Chazeres Galen, important thing is that it's letters. Here too, the Ulshi Sada, just like the Ulshi Gina, and just like the Chazeres, that there are multiple names and titles and varieties of Alamaisa, they all come out to be the same thing. The Meir Oimer, Af Asvos, Vitura, Umar Yeroyer. On the surface, it sounds like we're adding three more, or perhaps four more. Asvos, Vitura, Mar, and either Mar Yeroyer goes together, or Mar. And Uriah was four. So I'm the Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, Asvis Vatura Echad Hu, Omar Zehu Uriah. Rabbi Yossi says, we don't have three or four, we only have two altogether. What are the two altogether? Asvis and Tura is really one and the same, and my and Uriah is all one and the same. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with Rameir in terms of the of the varieties, just rather, don't count them as three or four, it's really only two. Tanit Veishmur, Eli Rokishan Mietim Batuan Bepesach. These are the following varieties. B'chazeres, that's our lettuce. B'ulshin, it's the endives. B'tamcha, is the grain. U'b'charchabinim, we had before. Here it says charvinim, but apparently it's the same as the charchabinim, which is the same as the tzavsa d'dikla, that vine that grows around the palm trees. U'b'charginim, u'b'hardufnin. So Rashi says about the hardufnin, yesh m'farshim aloncha. Rashi doesn't say what charginin is, so apparently it's another different type of vegetable, and the Gemara doesn't identify it. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer af chazeres yulin chazeres galen ki oitzbehem. Oh, like we said a moment ago, that Rabbi Yehuda says that chazeres doesn't make a difference how you call chazeres. What they call yulin, galen, all different types of lettuce are all acceptable. Rabbi Lo Oimer mishum Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Lezer probably, af arkavlin. Arkavlin are the same. Now, Arkavlin here, Rashi says, is also a siv gadol v'av. In other words, a different type of vine that grows around the trees. But then, if it's just the same vine as we had by the charchavinin, what is Rabbi Lo adding to the Tanikama? The Tanikama already said the charvinin. If the charvinin is the same as the charchavinin, which means a tzavsa d'dikla, here too it is a tzavsa d'dikla. So what's the difference? So Rashi Taka apparently is addressing that because he says at the end of this is a separate, different type of vine than the other vine. After all, the vine there, Rashi says, was a vine that grows around the dekel, which is usually a palm tree. Here, Rashi says, atzavse charziyosehu, sivgodl. So apparently, maybe that's a different type of tree, a different type of bush. Anyway, regardless, it's a different type of vine, and this is what Reb Lezer, or Reb Lo is adding, b'shem Reb Lezer. V'chazati akol talmidim, and I went and asked all the talmidim of Reb Lezer, did you ever hear of this Arkavlin? I asked. Somebody should go and say, yo, I remember Reb Lezer said, oh, to Arkavlin, I didn't find anyone. Reb Lezer said, yo, you're 100% right. That's Taka. Arkavlin is another one of the Muras. To go and tell whether or not this is really bitter in terms of whether you can be yoitza the dinner moror, it has to be that when you cut it, you have a white type of sap like liquid that comes out. When you have a white liquid, actually says kecholov, like milk, you cut it, if you have that type of liquid that comes out, then you know that's one of the categories of the mar. It's got to be not only, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuker doesn't address the Yesh Lisraf. He says Koshabana Machzifa means that it has a light color as opposed to a dark color. Rashi says Machzifa in a Yorik Moed Kikarasi Ela Pildosh. It's not a strong green. Karasi would be like leek, which is really strong green, but it's a light green. And of course, most of our lettuces are light green. If you compare it, put it one next to each other, next to a green leek, you'll see this is green and this is a light green. So the Pana Machzifa means that it's a light colored. Light complexion. Achirim oimrim kol yerek mar yesh lisraf upanav machzifin. Achirim basically take together Reb Yehuda oimer and what Reb Yochanan ben Breuker said, and he combines the two. Because Reb Yehuda said kosh yesh lisraf, Reb Yochanan ben Breuker said kosh upanav machzifin. Achirim said it's got to have both. If you have a yerek, you have a vegetable that both. It's a yerek mar, it's bitter, and has raf, it has this white sap-like liquid coming out when you cut it, and it's a light colored. Oh, all of these are the right indications that this happens to be one of the qualified mor yerakas. From all of the foregoing, we can learn that the rule is yerek mar yesh lisraf upon of machzifin. So what does he mean, midivrei kula nilmad? So Rashi says that if you go through all of the shemus that we had, that we started off in our Mishnah, and then we had Tana bar Kapora, and then we had Rabbi Yehuda, and we had Rabbi Meir, and we had a Tana Dvei Shmuel. We had several lists of all different types of Moras. A lot of the lists were overlapping, but we had a whole bunch of names. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, the common denominator of all of them is that they are Yerek Mar, Yesh Lisraf, it has in it this type of sap that when you go and cut it, such a white liquid oozes, upon a machzifin, and that is light complexion.
A lot of vegetables we see, maybe with romaine
If you go and cut the vegetables, the horseradish, we eat the root.
Right.
So the root, of course, is typically not green. However, it's the root of the tamcha, which is grass that grows on top, and that grass presumably is similar to the lettuce. Lettuce also, if you cut it, you see also such a white liquid. Try it out at home, and you can report back tomorrow.
Okay. I have some lettuce at home.
Oh, exactly. Then maybe it's different type than the romaine. Okay, so Ashkel Rav Acha Bar Rei D'Rava D'Av Mahader Amarirta. Oh, Sravina was seeing in the presumably in the vegetable market. He was advised. He saw that he was Mahada Amarirta, he was looking for Marirta. Remember, Marirta, the Gemara said, was the definition of Moror, which was number 5 in our Mishnah.
Mahada is Lashon.
Mahada was looking for. He was searching, going from place to place to place, saying, hey, you got Marirta? Oh, no. Oh, hey, Marirta! He was going around. Yeah. So he said, my diet of the Marirta Tvei, presumably the reason why you want that is because you feel that. That's the real McCoy. That's Mora. That's bitter. But Chazeres Tanan. After all, we had our Mishnah Chazeres. V'tan Dvei Shmuel Chazeres. V'yom Reboishia Mitzvah B'Chazeres. And even though the other man, the Yomrim, also brought Chazeres, like if Yehuda said, Av Chazeres Yulin, Rashi says that the reason why the Gemara focuses on Tanan, because in both cases that was number 1 on the list. The first one on our list was Chazeres, and then the first Braisa right after the Gemara, Tani Bar Kapara, Eli Rokshan Miyotiva. He had, no, Chazeres wasn't number 1, but that was Bar Kapara. But we had at the end, we had Tani Dvei Shmuel. That was the second wide line. Tani Dvei Shmuel, Eli Rokshan, and the last word on the line is the Chazeres. That's why he focuses on those two. And leaves out, for instance, the Tana Bar Kapara, because he talked and listed Chazon at the end. So he wants to show, you see, our Mishnah gives it top priority, Tana Bar Shmuel gives it top priority. And Roishi says, Mitzvah Chazeres, and Mitzvah Dafim Bechazeres. Then why Taka the Roishi say Mitzvah Chazeres? So explains Yimar. V'yomer up, my Chazeres, what is Chazeres? It means Chasa, like we started off the Yimar at the outset. My Chasa, Chas Rachmana Ilavan. It is Merameis, it has in its own name, that in itself symbolizes and reflects that Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chus V'Rachim Aleinu, he had Rachmanis and he took us out of Mitzrayim. That's why it's a great zach to eat Chasa, because Chos Rachman. V'yam Rav Shumar Rachman, v'yam Rav Yoynes, and l'mon imshlu Mitzrayim kimorar. In which respect are the Mitzrayim alike mor? Loi melach mamor, it's etch t'chilos in rach v'soyfe kosher. Af Mitzrayim t'chilos in rach v'soyfe kosher. They're just like the Mitzrayim they started off Rach. How did they start off Rach? Rashi says, they actually paid us for our work. We used to get salaries in Mitzrayim. But that was only initially. After that, of course, they took away all the salary and all of the fringe benefits, and we just had to have slave labor. We had to even bring the kash to go and make from it the bricks. So it was very, very difficult, great oppression, great affliction, etc. So Tchilas and Raka, initially the conditions were okay, slave and kosher. Same thing applies to the Morar, that when it's still young and moist and fresh, it is rach, it is soft, but later on it gets kosher, which this would be a riot to what the Chazanish said before, that the reason why by the lettuces it doesn't taste so bitter is because initially it's taka nice and soft, but leave it there and you'll see it'll get kosher harder and harder and presumably more and more bitter. We'll just finish the story. Amalei, when Rav, the gentleman who was looking around, this was Rav Acha Bereid Rava, he was Mahadar Amarirta, when he heard from Ravina how it's better to go and take Chazeres rather than Marirta, only had to be, if that's the case, I changed my mind, and from now on, I'm not going to look for Marirta anymore, I'm going to take Chazeres. Yes, Barry?
On the standard plate, we have Morar and Chazeres as two separate things.
Right.
We're saying Chazeres, Morar is Chazeres.
Mm-hmm.
What's the split here? Why is...
I think that that's more for convenience than anything else. In other words, when you have that on the Seder plate, it's just to identify that one of them is going to be for the pure Morar, Amitzis Morar, and the other one you're using for Korech, that you put it in the inside
in the
sandwich. Because a lot of people use the exact same thing for both. Either they use Romaine lettuce for both, or they use the chrein for both, or they combine the two, the chrein together with the lettuce, and use it for both. So the word Chazeres and Morar are synonymous.
Okay.
Chazeres is really one of the types of Morar, but they put it on the Seder plate to identify, in case you want to put Chazeres, you want to put Chasa over here, and you want to put Morar Tamch over here, so you have two different places to put the two things. No problem.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
What did your father again? What did he do?
Tamcha is Tamid Mesaprim Kvoid Kel. We should take this. Tamid Mesaprim Kvoid Kel. Zogim Rabait. Omle Rav Rechumi Le'abai. Mimai Dahai Mor Min Yeriko. Eime Marirta De Kufya. How do you know that the definition of the word Mor, after all, where do we take mor from? In the Torah it says, "Al matzah semurayim yichul." You're supposed to eat it with mor. Nowadays, we had the gemara before. We're going to have gemara later on. Nowadays, the din of mor is drabon, not the araisa. The din of matzah today is the araisa, but mor is drabon. But the original origins, it was mor in the Torah. So how do you know that mor is referring to a vegetable in the Yerukos? Maybe it's referring to Maria to the Kufya. What's my Maria to the Kufya? Says Rashi, if you go down three lines, mor is usually at the gal, like the gallbladder. Shildag, Shishmoy Kane. There's the famous Kufya fish. It has mora. It has such a gal, and apparently that is bitter vigal. It is very bitter. And maybe that's what the Torah meant. So I'll tell you why it doesn't mean that, because it's Dumi Namat. Since the Torah says two together, so it's got to be similar to matzah, like a hekish. Just like matzah grows from the ground, it grows from the ground. And therefore not fish. Fish don't grow from the ground. Maybe we're referring to hirdoif. Rashi says hirdoif is the eitz that Moshe Rabbeinu used to go and sweeten the mei mora. As we know, it said in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu threw a makel into the meimora, and it turned sweet. And Rashi brings in Chumash, it was a nes betech nes. Rashi brings it here too, that both the eitz that Moshe Rabbeinu threw in was bitter. The water was bitter, and by putting the bitter eitz into the bitter waters, unless it became sweet and everybody was able to drink from the water.
Two negatives made a positive.
Exactly. Very good. Saying it. So maybe that's what we mean, the bitter, the hirdoif. And that's gidul the karka, grows from the ground. So just like matzah is something that you plant and it's made out of seeds and it grows, etc., as opposed to wood, which is not the same type of thing. It is it's wood. It's not edible. It's not a thing that grows from seeds. Rashi says min zera, the stakiyah zera, the sam hamavis lebehemahu. However, it's poisonous for behemoths, and presumably it's, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, it's not even edible by human beings. But the Gemara assumed his zifu is very bitter.
If it can kill the animals, it's got to be bitter. Maybe that's what we should eat. So you might say, "Matzah, matzah, shenikchus bekesef matzah, af moror shenikaf bekesef meiser." It's got to be the type of food that you can go and buy with meiser sheni money, because as we know, it says in the pasuk that with meiser sheni money you can go and buy with it all different types of food items. Yain v'sheicher boker v'tzoyin, v'sata kesef v'cholish shetav v'nafshcha v'boker v'tzoyin v'yain v'sheicher, food and drink. This, however, apparently is not edible. It's not a pre-machel, says Rashi. Tell me the Yain V'Sheicher. So I don't know why Rashi was focusing so much on the fact that the Herzifu is a Samamavis L'Behemahu. It's even more than in the sense that it's not a machel. People don't eat it. So you're going to say, we give it to the animals. The animals can't eat it either because it's dangerous for the animals. Anyway, I guess the two Rashis work in tandem. They work together to tell you that people don't eat it, and when animals eat it, it's dangerous for them. So therefore, this is not the type of thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu meant. Amatz Mer Michlu. Omli Rabbi Rav Chanan Li Abaye, Eima Mor Chad. We have in a Mishnah list of five. Who says there are five? Maybe you can only go and have one type of mor. Mor maybe it's only chasa, or maybe it's only chazeres. How do you know only a tamcha? How do you know that you have five different minim? Meroyim Ksid, because it says Amatz is Meroyim Yechlu. Maybe there are only two different types of mar. Maybe only chrein and only lettuce. Just like matzah, we had five separate minim. Mar minim harbi, here too, you have five separate minim, like we have enumerated in our mission. So the Parshat Shat Nizroim Baruga Achas means that they're all considered to be part of the same species. After all, they're all morar. So therefore, you can go and plant them all haphazardly in one aruga, in one row, one furrow, and you don't have a problem of kilayim. That's the Parshat Shat. We'll soon see that that's not the concluding pshat. Remember the lesser mission kalim. Oh, it's mashma that there's no kalim. So you can go and plant together chazeres metamcha metulchin and charchavina and then all these things together in one row and it's not a problem. Freitimor mosav rova freitirova fenabrais chazeres chazeres galin ulchin veulchei sada creation ukreishi sada kuzba vekuzber sada chardel vechardel mitzri. Dalas and mitzri v'horimutza. Remutza says Rashi, it's also a different type of dalas. All of them einim kalayim ze b'zeh. Now the way you learn this parshav shat is that each one of this, I said that it's a brayse, it's a mishnah in Maseches Kalayim. Anyway, so each one of these are really groups or peers, if you will. The chazer is galen. That's all chazeres. Ulshin ulshin sada is all ulshin. Creation sada. In other words, even though they have slightly different names and hyphenations, but by basically they're all the same. Twice like iceberg lettuce and romaine lettuce. They're not considered to be kalayim zeh b'zeh because they're both types of lettuce. So, if you were to plant regular yogurt and Greek yogurt, it's all the same. Okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so it says, ainim kalayim zeh b'zeh, they're not kalayim. So now the Rav is medayik from that Mishnah, chazer is galen in chazer is v'ulshin lai. It doesn't say chazer v'ulshin, it says chazer is galen. Is a mashal if you were to go and take chazeres, which again is the lettuce, and the ulshin, which we assume is the endives, and you were to go and plant those together in one field, it sounds like it would be kilayim. Yet Rav just said a moment ago that all these yirokas you can plant together one aruga, and less mumishim kilayim. So what's going on? Maybe you shouldn't go and read it in pairs, but you should just go and run through the whole list. All of them together in kalayim zebizeh, and then you wouldn't have any kasha anymore because ain't a chanami taka. All of them are one min.
It's like
the 10 sars pnei haman, one Zugai Zugas Ktani. Rav, when he was learning that Mishnah, and Rav is of course the Bar Memra that we're talking about now, and he learned the Mishnah, he says you have to learn them in sets or in pairs. Chazer Chazer's Gal, one set. Ulchin Ujasada, another one. Gracious, gracious, another one. So you cannot go and just run through it like the Aseres B'nei Haman. Each one of them is in fact a separate pair on its own. Is the Rav Lishita Asoi that says that only the pshat in that mishnah is only chazer chazer is gal and only ulshin ulshin sada, but not chazer is for ulshin together. Rav just said a moment ago that you can go and plant the chazeres with the ulshin with the morin all everything together, and it's not a problem of kilayim. Everything in Mara, my Nizron Yamarab, Nizron Kilchason. Oh, we have to add one word to Rav. We start Rav again, six lines from the bottom. Amarav, Yirokish, Amar Chacham, Shani, Yitzvah, Nechasim, Pesach, Kulin Nizron, Kilchason, Baruga Achas. What do you mean, Kilchason? So Rashi already tells us on the bottom, but we'll see this Mitzvah in another moment on the top of the Yamid, that there's a Mishnah Mesachtes Kelayim, that if you want to go and grow different Minim in the same small little patch, you can grow up to five different seeds. You can seed five different seeds, as long as it's within a patch of 6x6 Tvachim. How would you accomplish that? You would go and put them on four sides. After all, you have four sides to this patch, so put four on four sides, leave the corners empty so they don't actually merge, and then smack in the middle, put a dot, you can go and plant another one. And therefore, look at the last Rashi, my two lines in the back, my kul nizroim by ruga achasik omar al el nizroim kilchosen ka omar. Ah, what Rav is really saying is just the opposite of our havamina. We thought Rav was saying put them all together haphazardly, you don't even have to think about it, there's no kalai. No, Rav said, no. Even though they all qualify, and they're all eligible for moror, but they're all separate minim. You want to plant them in one aruga? Sure you can. But kilchosim, like the Mishnah says, Masechtas Kelayim, that you have to spread them out, four on the four different sides of the patch, and one smack in the middle. And Rashi continues on, be careful, shelo yinoku zeh mizeh, they should not be yonek, they should not absorb one from the other. Kigoin chamisha zeroinen baruga shel shisha al shisha tvach and kinnam mesachs Shabbos, which is really Mishnah Mesachs Kelayim, as the Gemara is going to quote on the Amud Beis. So pray to Gemara, if that's Rav's chiddush, drunk kilchasen tanina. Now we have a beferish in Mishnah, which is the Mishnah in Mesachs Kelayim. Aruga is such a furrow in the field. Shishisha shisha tvachim. If it's 6x6 tvachim squared, zorim betoicha chamisha zeroinim. How do you do that? Arba al arba ruchay so aruga. Like we said before, four on the four sides. The achad ben, so one in the middle. So what was Rav Machadish? Rav saying the locha by mor is you have to make an aruga. It has to be kilchasen. No, that's a dumb pashut. Everything has to be kilchasen. So okay, we have the same money. Bezeroyim. I would think that only applies to things which you plant in the form of seeds, which are not vegetable based. Other different types of things that you grow in the field, perhaps grain, lemoshel. Avu b'yirok is talking about vegetables, loy. That by vegetables you don't have this din of kelayim. Kamash v'lon. Therefore, he wants to go and tell us that yirokos have the same din. Now, what do you mean that it has the same din? So Rashi says because sol kedai techamina, maybe Zeroyim, which do not sap so much koyich from the ground, maybe there it's enough to have five within 6x6. Avu Yerokois, maybe they draw far more minerals and nourishment from the ground, and therefore they step on one another, and maybe you wouldn't be allowed to have five within a patch of 6x6, because these Yerokois really do a great job in absorbing everything from the ground. And so therefore you would have a Kelayim problem by Yerokois. That's the Kamash, and that's what Rav is trying to tell us. Avad, I know the Mishnah Masechtas Kelayim, and I know it's quoted in Masechtas Shabbos, like Rashi said in the Yomid Aleph, but that's only Gabi Yisroim. Non-vegetables, like grains, they don't go and interfere with one another that much. Therefore, five and six is fine. But Yerokos, I would think, no, you have to leave more space. Kamash Malon, no, Yerokos have the same din, just like Zra. Pray to one of the members, you're telling me the Yerokos are leaving Mizraim? You're telling me Yerokos is even have more nourishing from the ground than the Zeroyim? But then I'm going to learn the Mishnah. Fakert! Kol min Zeroyim ain't Zeroyim baruga achas. All types of Zeroyim you cannot put in one aruga of this five Zeroyim in six. Kol min Yerokos is Zeroyim baruga achas. And therefore it turns out it's just the opposite. That Zeroyim in fact do far more absorbing from the ground and taking out the minerals and the nourishment, etc., than the Yerokos do. So, Madach, if the Mishnah is talking about Zeroyim, that you can do it 5 and 6, then certainly you can do 5 and 6 by the Yerokos. So what's Rav's Chiddush? Everything what Rav is telling us another thing. Mao is saying, I would think, Hani Mor min Zeroyim ninu. Maybe Mor has the status of Zeroyim and does not have the status of Yerokos, and therefore maybe Mor is different, and in fact, like the Mishnah said, Kol min Zeroyim,
Ein Zorin Baruga Achas. So Mor maybe is classified in the class of Zoroim and not in Yerakois. And therefore you cannot do five patches, five plantings within five species within a 6x6 vegetable patch. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon, that they are Zoroim after all. That's what Rav has come to tell us. Frank Timara, that doesn't sound right. Zroim Solka Daita. But now let's go back to our Mishnah. We started the Mishnah today. The Mishnah says, all which are the Iroquois that you can go and use for Pesach? And then we enumerated the Chazeres with the Tamch and Charchavin and the whole Geshef. So that's called Iroquois. The Tony Bar Kapora, Eli Iroquois, she yoits with the Chwasim of Pesach. The Tony Bar Shmuel, Eli Iroquois. Everybody uses the term Iroquois. So what do I need Rav to tell Rabbi? Don't think that we're making a big mistake over here, that they're really Zroim, but they're called Yerakos. I mean, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh knew what he was saying, Bar Kapora knew what he was saying, the Beishmol, well, everybody knew when they said Yerakos, they meant Yerakos. So again, I'm stymied. What is Rav coming to tell us something new? Epsa Chiddush, Epsa Din. Everything what? Chazeres is Trichalei. The Chiddush is on the Chazeres, on the lettuce. So the Baidach HaMenahoyim, the Seifel HaKshoyis, since Chazeres is going to become harder with time if you left it in the ground. You have to go and give it more. So in other words, we're not going into the term Zeroim, we're not talking about the word Yerakos, we're not even talking about putting them all together, Barugachas. The focus really is on the Chazeres. And what Rav is telling us is this form of lettuce, like romaine lettuce that we use for Pesach, that you should have to leave it much more space to grow and to flourish and to blossom. Why would I have thought so? Lav om Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina, kelach shel kruv. Kruv is cabbage. Obviously, you know cabbage is similar, but obviously different than lettuce. When you come into the supermarket, you see them, if they are not packed in cellophane and stuff, the cabbage and the lettuce could at least initially look similar. So the kelach shel kruv, when you have the stalk of the cabbage, shehuksha, when it gets hard, marchivan loy beis roiva, there you need much more space so you don't get into kalayim issues. You have to have a space of a base roiva. We'll see what that means in a moment. Since by the kelach shel kruv, shehuksha, if it becomes hard, it needs more space to be able to grow. So Al-Khanami, I would think the same thing is the gabi, the lettuce, the gabi, the chazeres. So the gamza chiddush of Rav is the chazeres, is not a special yotzim in haklal. It's like all other yerakos that you can go and do it in the same type of aruga of five different species and an aruga of shisha by shisha. Now the question is, what's the size of a base roiva? So Rashi tells us, Rashi doesn't tell us the final math, but at least he gives us an indication. If you look at the Rashi base roiva, about a quarter down the omud, maybe a third down the omud, Rashi, beginning of the line, base roiva, mokim zrias roiva kaf. That's the place that you need to go and plant a roiva, quarter of a kaf. So it says Rashi, what is a quarter of a kaf? Chotz in a mishkan ho yeshir lebase sosai. That we know that the Mishkan was 50 by 100, and the Gemara always says, Sasai Mechotzer HaMishkan, right. So 5,000 square amis is base Sasai. V'chol base Kur, u'base So, u'base Roi v'shev Gemara l'fi oise Chajma. Whenever you see in the Gemara, it talks about a base Kur, or base So, u'base Roi, but it's all based on that principle, or at least on that arithmetic equation that base assign equals 5,000 square amps. So base kor, for instance, a kor is 30 saw, so it would be 15 times the base assign, which would mean 15 times 5,000 square amps, which would be 75,000 square amps. Base saw would be half of a base assign, that would be 2,500 square amps. Now how much is a roiva? Roiva is a roiva hakav. How many kaven do you have in a saw? Six. So therefore, a roiva kav is 1/24 of a base saw. Since a base saw, by definition, we just said now is 2,500, if this happens to be 1/24 of 2,500, so it's a little bit more than 100. It's like 102, 103, 104 square amas. So if you have a space of 10 amas by 10 amas, 100 square amas, that's 20 feet by 20 feet. That's what you need for a cabbage patch. not a cabbage patch dog, but a cabbage patch, when you're having the cabbage over there, when you have the kolochim, the stalks are growing nice and hard, and there's a lot of room for expansion. So I would have thought the same thing applies to the lettuce, to the chazeres. Kamash molonai, you can go and plant them within the 6x6 tefachim, like any other zrua, not any zrua, any other irakas.
So there's some huge plot when you're planting cabbage then where you can't have anything else
competing.
That's going to come out from this gemara. Yeah.
Some of the cabbages they plant for decoration, they do get quite large, but that large, gosh, 10 on.
No, it's not a question how large it becomes on top, it's how much room you have to give below the surface so they don't compete with each other.
Exactly, unique, exactly right.
Excuse me, but sure. 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, that's an amma, right? 6 tefachim to an amma. So it's one by one,
so that's 10 by 10.
So I understand this saying 5 among 6 because it's an easier mnemonic, but basically we're saying 1 by 1 amma versus 102.
Square amas,
right,
which
right.
is 10 by 10.
Right,
it's
right.
exactly 1/10. So it's 10 by 10, but this is 1 by 1. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So let's take a quick look at the Mishnah, so that will explain easily the ratio and the safety of the Gemara. If you go in the Kasha and the Teretz, see, if you go back to the Mishnah, back on Lamed Tes Amar Aleph, when did we learn this Mishnah? Just a few minutes ago. It said in the beginning of the Mishnah, the 5 Yoytzim Hen Ben Lach and Ben Yevashim, say if they're still fresh and moist, and say if they're already dried out. But not Kevushim, not Shlukim, not Muvash, not Shalim. And then it says, V'yoytzim Mekelach Shalahen. You can be Yoytzim not only with the leaves, but also Mekelach with the stalks. Uh-huh. So the Yoytzim Mekelach follows after we said the Yoytzim Behen Ben Lach and Ben Yevashim. After that we said, and don't forget, you can be Yoytzim not only with the leaves, but also with the stalks. Okay. So now getting to our Gemara here in the Amid Peis. So Gemara Yoytzim Ben Lach and Ben Yevashim. Rav Chizda Loishonel Mekelach. The stalk, if it's moist, if it's fresh, or if it's dried out. Aba'alin, if you're talking about the leaves, lachin in yevashin loy, the leaves have to be dafka moist, not if they are dried out leaves. You're not yoitzer. Fake tomorrow. I don't understand. But Mediktani Seif, we just looked at the Mishnah. Since it says in the Mishnah, you could also be yoitzer bekelach shalahen, which is almost like an afterthought. Bechal the resh is alin. Obviously, the Mishnah, when it said initially that you can be yoitzer bein melachim bein yevashin, that's referring to the alin, to the leaves. And then we say can be both dried out and can be fresh. And don't forget, all to the stalks. Is the chasimin not like Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda said this bein lachim bein yevashin only refers to the stalks, but not by the alin. But the Lashon Mishnah doesn't sound like that. Everything more according to Rav Chizda perushi kama farish. The Mishnah itself is explaining itself. That it said in the Mishnah, Kiktoni ben Lachm and Yevashim, this is not across the board referring to the prior 5 minim when they are in their leafy form, but I'm referring to the stalks. Oh, about the stalks, you know, ben Lachm and Yevashim. That's a kelach, it's going on the kelachim, on the stalks. It's a little bit, it's a bit of a shver of shah, because in between you got a whole line of other words. If we just say ben Lachm and Yevashim, and the kelach, okay, but it says, after that, bein lach miyveshim, blah blah, not klushim, not shlukim, not b'shol, the saf, the zayit. Ah, the yoytzim bekelach. So it's a bisla doichik pshat. But so he's looking at Gemara, that according to Rav Chizda, this lach miyveshim is only referring to the stalks and not to the leaves. Frank Gemara meisvei. The choyin of the price is not nishtazei. Look at the beginning of the price, yoytzim behen, you can be yoytzim with them, or bekelach shalehen. Now with them presumably means with the leaves, or bekelach, and also with the stalks. Bein lach and bein yevashin, and the Gemara is assuming at this point that bein lach and bein yevashin is modifying both the behen ubekelach shelahen. But of course, you can already see the seeds, literally, of the teretz that the Gemara is going to answer. That the bein lach and yevashin is only modifying the kelach and not the behen. But at least you see in the Habamina that the lach and yevashin is referring to both the leaves and the stalks. Is the shver of chizah set only on the kelach? Continue with the brayis of chamaymim lach and yoytzim and yevashim and yoytzim. No, it's got to be soft. If it's hard, no good. If it's dry, it's got to be moist. If it's hard, if it's dried out, you cannot be yoytzim. Bishav and everybody agrees. Yoytzim and kemushin. Kemushin means not totally dried out, but it's starting to wither. Just like you see lettuce after a few days or leaves after a few days once they're plucked from the tree or from the ground or whatever, you see that they start to wither. They start to shrivel. Oh, very good. Start to shrivel. So it's not hard like piece of chlais. It's not like a thin piece of paper. It's not something that crumbles in your fingers. But you see, it's already starting to wither, starting to shrink. You cannot use these three. We had these already in the Mishnah. Kvushim means that you are soaking it like preserving pickles. Shlukim means very well cooked. Mufushal means regular cooked. Those you would not be yoitz. Kol v'shadov, what's the bottom line? Kol sheyesh b'tam bar. Yoitzim boy. It's got to have the tamaritis. And presumably, when you do kvushim, shlukim, and mufushal, it doesn't have that tamar. And perhaps also the same thing when it starts to dry out. Maybe also it doesn't have that same tam. Anyway, the bottom line is, that's the bottom line. Tzafreit Imara, Rav Chizda said that the din of bin lachmi yivesh is only on kelach. And here's the yoytum behenu bekelach shalem bin lachmi yivesh. And the Imara tegulma kelach. What you have to say is, when we start off the brisa, yoytum behen, put a full period, put an apostrophe, go and say that, that's it. Exclamation point. Yoytum behen. Oh, kelach shalhan be lachman yivesh. Lachman yivesh is only modifying kelach according to Rav Chizda. Okay, so we said about kemushin that everybody holds that you can be yoytzer with kemushin. Kemushin, we said before, it's like beginning to shrivel; it's already beginning to wither. Tanarban yoytzer ben kemushin mishum Rablazer Rebbe Tzurik Omru yoytzer ben kemushin. In fact, it's a machlokes. The Tanakhama says you cannot use kemushin. Rablazer Tzurik says you can use kemushin. Okay, new shtickle. And this is going to tie us into yesterday's and the day before's Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama Maushi Yetzi Od Midei Chavasim Ben Mora Shul Maser Sheni Mishaloyim. Oh, you want to go and use Mora of Maser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Aha! Can you be Yoytzi with Mora Shul Maser Sheni?
I'm talking about the original Mora crop that you picked in Haifa and you brought to Yerushalayim.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're not talking about the okay.
Right. I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva Leiti Baylach. When Rabbi Kiva doesn't, there's no kasha. Hashem matzah de oraisa nafik b'mor de rabbanan miboye. Madach Rabbi Kiva says that when it comes to matzah, there is no kepeda. You can go and eat it everywhere, and therefore you can eat it. Loiti boylach. Rabbi Kiva said that you can have matzah of Master Sheni, and that matzah Master Sheni. When the Gemara says over here matzah de oraisa, he doesn't. We're not distinguishing between that bizman hazeh, matzah yerais and moriz rabbanon, says Rashi, but rather referring to the hilchis master sheni, which are min ha-toira only by dog and tirish v'yitzar, and do not apply to vegetables, including mar. And he says, according to Rabbi Kiva Leiti Baylach, hashdim matzah yerais, matzah over there that we were talking about, matzah of master sheni, which is the araisa, nofik, you can go and use that and say tonight to be yotzi a mitzvah of matzah, the mor derabanan, miboyet, and the chabadi be able to go and use your morer, which is only derabanan. Now, what is the svara of Rabbi Kiva? Right. So you remember,
if it gets tamei, you'd be able to report it, therefore it's pomosh vasechem.
Oh, so the problem is, it says in the Pasik, b'chol moish v'seichem toichel matzois. Everywhere you have to, it has to be b'chol moish shavois. And the Gemara says I have a problem b'chol moish shavois because Master Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it once the Master Sheni from Haifa gets into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. It's stuck in Yerushalayim. It's like call it, yeah. What's the hoil?
The hoil that since it became tummy, you could be poled, so therefore.
Oh, that's right.
So
the brother Shai reminds us what happened, were it not that it became tummy, but were it to become tummy, you could go and be poled like Riblosa said, and everybody agrees with that. It's only the Gabi, the Master Shane, that you bought with money in Yerushalayim. And then the reason why you can't be poyter kun trabanan is only because it's klisha.
It's so kalish.
You can't go and be toifis pejoinai. Exactly. Baruch Hashem. Everybody remembers it. Yes, it's Gemara in the Rashi. Kivalik. Anyway, but Maase Sheni Lamaase, if it becomes Tamei, you can go and be poyter and now eat it everywhere. You can take it out of Yerushalayim. So therefore it's B'chol Meshavis. Now, there's no din of B'chol Meshavisechem Toichlu Morar, but presumably Morar means to say, since it's Matzah, it's Morar Miyachlu. And we already said in the Yamad Aleph that we have a heckish one to the other. So just like the Matzah you eat everywhere, you eat the Morar everywhere. How am I going to go and eat Morar of Master Sheni everywhere if it's Morar Master Sheni we have to eat in Yerushalayim? And if we have the same Teretz, that the Blazer would say, if it becomes Tameh, you can be pointed. And therefore, what Gemara is telling us is, Madach, this halach applies to a derais, so diker morar maaser sheni. It certainly should apply to a derabbanan diker maaser sheni. And therefore, a double pashit that you can go and eat more of maaser sheni Yerushalayim, no problem. What's the status like Rabbi Yosef Levi? Man, the mitzvah of the raisa who did loy nafik, a mother born a nafik. I do go to Rabban again. The raisa tokun. So Rashi learns pshat that Rabbi Yosef Levi obviously disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, and he doesn't hold that because of the fact that you can be poided, therefore you can go and eat it everywhere, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Levi says you're not yoitza with matzah the raisa in Yerushalayim. If you hold you cannot eat matzah of maaser sheni Yerushalayim, so now the question is, what would be the din legabe mor? Then why would mor derabanan be any better? Says Rashi, a very simple svara. Because min ha-toira, this is not maaser sheni. This is just regular chulin. And therefore, you can eat it anywhere, because chulin you eat anywhere. You can eat chulin in New York. So this is not really maaser sheni. The Rabbanan made it maaser sheni. So maybe heim omru behem omru, even though it's maaser sheni, but maybe they would say, okay, but if it happens to be more, you can go and eat it in Yerushalayim, even according to Gersi Aglili, because of the fact that it's not a deraisa dikam maaser sheni, it's a Rabbanan dikam maaser sheni. Oh, yeah, we call the Rabbanan again deraisa dikam, or maybe whatever they want masakim is can, which they in the Torah. And therefore, if according to Gersi Aglili, you can't eat matzah maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, so you can't eat more. Or Marov and Mistavra, matzah umar. Mistavra, the matzah umar have the same din, since we have all of the hekish one to the other, even though this is already, forget that. Mistavra, matzah umar has the same din, because matzah umar and michlu, so therefore, just like by matzah maaser sheni you can eat in Yerushalayim, the assumption is that even though mor maaser sheni is only drabanan, but called the rabbanan, called the takan rabbanan, ke'en the rice tokin. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara is a shtickle pella the way Rashi is learning, because Rashi is saying that the reason for Birsi Aglili that you're not yoitza matzis bepesach with matzis maaser sheni is because of b'chol moish v'seichem toichel matzis, and they don't hold of the Reb Elozer that becomes tamei, and therefore not that he disagrees with that halacha, it becomes tamei, but he doesn't hold the hoyel aspect. So okay, but the mice, it's not tamei now, it's now the tahara, you want to eat it now and you can't because now b'chol moish v'seichem. Rabbi said that's not the reason for Rabbi Yosef. The reason Rabbi Yosef said you can't go and eat matzahs maaser sheni is because matzahs is lechem oini, and oini is like oini with an aleph, and it says the gabim maaser sheni lechalti v'oini mimenu, and therefore lechoyda that only applies to matzahs, and therefore that lechoyda should be the Gemara's kasha. My matzah diraisa udalein afik. You know why? Because it's lechem oini and lechalti v'oini mimenu. But more, there's no din of aninus. It's not lechem oini, so lechoyda this din doesn't apply to the mar. Or maybe what the gemara means to say is the maaser sheni, we know what it means lechal tavoyni mimenu, you have to eat it mitoich simcha, not mitoich haninus. If you're eating mar, by definition you're eating something b'haninus. If you're eating, it's not lechem oini, but it's mar or it's bitter. Maybe that's the gemara's kasha. Anyway, Barashi learns clearly that the main moshavos, and the marsha says the pella on the Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention a word about the fact that the ikum makoy of Yosef Glili is outfitting the lechemoni. You have nothing to do with the moshavos. I am the marsha.
Interesting, because the only time a year I think most people eat more is at the Seder,
right,
where actually it is a thing of Ashiris, because at the Seder we're like royalty, we're refining and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we eat bitter? What else do we intentionally eat bitter substances, except for the Seder?
Well, the whole Seder is a hybrid of two things. Half of the theme is the Anias and the Avdus, and the other part of the theme is Chayim. Exactly. And that's the reason why, for instance, for the royalty, we go and sit by the Seder.
Right.
But vis-a-vis the Matz, it's called Lechem Oini, because why is it Oini? Because all of Dvarim Harbe, true, but at the same time it reminds us of the affliction. It's called the bread of affliction. Halachma Ani, the Chol Vasan, Ba'ar de Mitzrayim. We ate in Mitzrayim. Okay, so getting back to our Mishnah, Zot Mishnah, Ein Shornis Amursin L'Tarne Goylim Aval Choyltin. Now we're getting back to, we're leaving now Seder night, and we're talking about Hilchos Chometz. And the Mishnah tells us, be careful,
when you have mursan today is what we call bran, don't go and shoyre, don't soak it for the Tana Goyim to eat. I'm not going to eat it, the Tana Goyim is going to eat it. And presumably bran, once you soak it, presumably becomes all mushy and stuff like that, and it's good for the Tana Goyim to eat. Oh, but you have a potential problem of making chametz on Pesach. So don't do it on Pesach. You do it throughout the year, you do it on Pesach. Avacholtum, what you can do is, you can go and pour scalding hot water. We had the word cholet and chalit already a few times in the last few days. Pour scalding water on the morsel, that's okay, because that will retard the chimutz.
But didn't we say that hot water accelerates the chimutz?
Let's wait until the
Gemara. Okay.
The Gemara is going to talk about that. Ha'isha loy tishra es ha-mursan she-toylech b'yodol ha-merchatz avol shofahi b'psara yovesh. For those of you that didn't know this until now, bran is a wonderful thing for using as a form of cosmetic in terms of presumably softening or smoothing out the body. And so women used to go and use, maybe they still do it today, Christ. They used to go and take morsan. They would go and they would soak it. And then from that soaking morsan, they would go and put it on their bodies to go and make it smooth and whatever.
Like exfoliate the skin or something, I think they
call it. I guess so. Chvais Yishaya, maybe to take out the toxins, who knows?
Right.
I have no idea. So Ishmael Tishra is a morsan chitoylich biyodol mechet. Apparently, this is what they used to do. They used to go and bring chvais bottles of this mixed soaking morsan and then they would put it on their bodies. What they can do instead is shofahi b'psar yavish, that after they've taken the shower or the bath or whatever, they can go and take the morsan as it is still dry and then smear that on their hands or whatever, their legs, whatever, to go and use it for that same purpose, because even though their bodies are still wet, but it's not that degree of moisture that within those few seconds that she's mishing it up and down, rubbing it up and down, that it's going to cause chibbutz. In the good old days, people used to go, instead of eating chewing gum or sucking candies, they would go and chew on chitim, on pieces of wheat, kernels of wheat. And apparently this was also used as some sort of antiseptic, and they would put it on their maka instead of iodine or addition to iodine. So don't do that on yontim, nisha machmitzes, because by going and chewing on the chitim, the saliva itself could cause a leavening of the chitim, chametz, and you got a problem. Zotimai, Tanarabat, we learned in the Braisa. Eilu devarim she'ein boi lidei chimetz, the following will not come lidei chimetz. Ha'ofi, something which is already fully baked. Something which is fully cooked, that you poured on hot water and scalded it like we had in the Mishnah. Freiti Mara, memelo, that something is fully cooked, that fully baked, that I understand. You already baked your matzahs, I'm not worried that it's going to now become chomet. Same thing, cholitz, you poured in the hot, boiling hot, scalding water. Okay, that retards the chimut. But the mavushal will mean, for instance, I'm cooking ichweis lokshin, or I'm cooking knedlach, or whatever I'm cooking, and I'm using kemach, I'm using flour. Freiti mara mavushal, and mavashale mechama. As long as it's cooking, then guess what happens? It very well can come the day chimut. As Barry pointed out 2 minutes ago, we said in the Gemara before that when you go and make your matzahs for Pesach, make sure that you use cold water, don't use poison, don't even use lukewarm water, because that helps in the chimutz process. And here you're saying, put it into the pot, let it cook and boil and all the rest. It's going to become chametz in a few minutes. What are you talking about, not chametz? These two go together. Ofui, you started off with something which was baked, and now bishli, and now you cooked it. Then you don't have to worry about chametz, and that's the makor to go and make knedlach on Pesach, because knedlach are made from matzah meal. Matzah meal means crumbled up matzahs. Matzahs is already ofui. You're allowed to eat matzahs on Pesach. So you're allowed to eat matzah meal on Pesach. So take that meal and now add it to water and make knedlach out of it. No problem. That's ofui shebishli koma. If you have kemach flour which is lying here on the table in a container, and it is leaking into your house, into your apartment, and blaf drip, drip, drop, drop, falls on a filikoliyam kuloi, anybody de chimut, it's not a kamli de chimut. Why? Because of those drippings, it's like pounding it down, and it doesn't allow it to rise. And Amra Papa, Vahuda, Ovet, Tip, Vadi, Tip. It's not that there was just one drip now and then 5 minutes later another drip. It's got to be dripping constantly and consistently and every single moment. Noch a drip, and noch a drip, and noch a drip.
Steady drip.
A steady drip. Good. Amar Reb Shila. Vatika ishori. Ay, vatanya vatika is osur. What exactly is vatika? So Rashi says it's a machel kemach. It's a food item which the basic ingredient is kemach, is flour. But that doesn't tell us the whole story. In one case, Vayir Shila said vatika is mutter, but the Braisa said vatika is osur. The Dumo Kasha. It's not shver on the Vayir Shila, and it's no machel. Like it's Leikasha. Hodi avdi ben mishcha umilcha, the avdi ben maya umilcha. It depends what the other ingredients are. Did you add mishcha, which would be oil, or milcha and salt, or did you go and add water and salt? Says Rashi, if you add mishcha or milcha, bekim chashori, to make peiros ein machmitzin. So that's like the yayin, the shemen, udvash that we had before, which you might have called to make peiros, that even though you cannot use it for matzah mitzvah, because it's called matzah ashira, but nevertheless, it's not osur in terms of chimut. So mishcha umilcha bekimcha is shari. That's okay. But if you put in water, then you're in trouble. Finally, inish kedera bekimcha de avishna dimle boshel shapir va'asa dechimut. Lelimchi inish kedera. A person shouldn't go and cook in his kedera in his pot. What shouldn't he cook? He shouldn't go and put in a thickener of kimcha de avishna. In other words, there are a lot of people to go and thicken the stew or whatever else you're eating. They would go and put, especially for the elderly, they have special, you can go and buy thickeners so that they get more substance into their diet, more substance, exactly. Because many of them cannot eat anymore, so they just drink. So they put it, I think it's called thicket, if I'm not mistaken. They put such a thickener into the drinks, and that thickens it up. Okay, so what our Gemara says, Leislimchi inish kedera, you have now this stew which is cooking, you want to thicken it by putting in some kemach. Don't even put in kimcha davishna. What means kimcha davishna? Rashi says means kimcha shinis yabsha v'niklis betanur kishihilacha. This was flour that was originally from moist flour, or at least from moist kernels of wheat. Now, if you take moist kernels of wheat and you're going to go and try to crush it and try to grind it up into flour, it's going to be very, very difficult. It has to be that it's already toasted in the oven. So that's what kali is, and that's what we have in the pasuk lechem kali v'charmelei soikle etz amir mazeh, etc. So the word kali means something that was toasted in the oven. So says our Gemara, if you want to go in, put in such kimcha davishna, even though this is very dry kemach, dry flour, because it was made from the toasted kali, the toasted grains and kernels of wheat, don't put it in, because then we'll bashel shapir. Maybe originally, when you went and you baked it and you roasted it and you toasted it, maybe you didn't do a good full job, and maybe there's still little portions which are not fully baked. And therefore, if you're going to go and put it into your stew, it might come the day chimut. And that, in fact, presumably is the makor for the minig of kibrot. Didn't we just say a moment ago that once something which is offoy, then you can go and be mavashalit and go
that's
make
the question,
no problem. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the issue? The issue is because some of these matzahs may not be fully baked. There might still be raw little pieces here and there and everywhere. And therefore, if you're going to go and now add to it water, it might come in the chimut, and that's why l'chayra people don't eat kibbutz. Yes.
We said that the iser of using matzahs with meperos, of dvash, yayin, and shemen, is because it's matzah shira.
Yeah.
But don't we have another principle that anything that can't become chametz is not eligible to be used for matzahs mitzvah? So why are we saying it's just matzah shira? Even if it wasn't an inyan of a shira, it's not eligible because if it can't become chametz, it can't be matzah. They go hand in hand. The reason is because we need lachamoni, but it feels like it's a separate reason.
You're asking on that gemara from a few days ago. That's not our gemara today. Our gemara today didn't talk about matzah shira. It said a few days ago, you came from Eitz Monday. Mashal Nam Dominion. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. A few days ago, when the Gemara put matzah shira, how do I know that matzah shira is disqualified? The Gemara said because it says lechem oini. So what you should have asked at that time, what do you have to lechem oini? You should say the reason because it's not chometz, and then to be yoitz v'matz, it's got to be
Shimas Yom Tov, it says Al Toichu Matzah, and then Shimas Yom Tov Matzah, Al Toichu Chometz. No, no, that's not the pasuk. Like Soichel Olav Chometz Shimas Yom Tov Olav Matzahs Lechem Oini Kivchibal Yotzim Yisrael Chaim. So Gemara said, whatever you're not boiling day chimutz, you cannot go and do Toichu Matzah. Right? So here you're asking, don't bring rice in the Lechem Oini. Forget about Lechem Oini. There's another reason why you can't go and eat Matzah Shira, because it can become Chometz. Good. So, the answer to your question is, there we're talking about the minim as opposed to the processing. Now, the minim of chometz are the five minim that we had of chitim, soyrim, koisim, shipon, and shpoy, shul. Those are all minim that can bali de chimut, so therefore you can use them for matzah. As opposed to oyriz v'doichim, they cannot come idei chimut, they cannot use a matzah. But I don't think that disqualifies matzah shira, because that is made from one of the five minim, which can come idei chimut if you add water to it instead of maypears. Okay? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Zag, Yevent, Shemet, Shem, continue tomorrow.